Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home? Or are you a veteran and you do? Did you know that you have special VA financing that is available to you? I can tell you, bar none, that it is the best financing available. If you have a VA loan right now and you've got some debt, it's a great time for us to take a look and see if we could pull out some money to pay those debts off. The VA will let you go up to 100% in your financing. If you don't own a home today, VA is going to let you go to 100% in your financing. Zero down payment. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me. 844-935-3634 or go to the website mortgagemomradio.com and click on Contact Us.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi Slagelpoints with me. I love saying that, Slagelpoints.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mortgage Mom Radio, and we come to you guys live every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. And what do? We talk about everything that has to do with your family and your finances. We obviously devote the show mostly to mortgage. We are in mortgage. We do mortgage. We can help you if you have any questions. You want to get a refinance going. You want to purchase a home. That is what we're here for. We are to help you through that process, get you started. The number here at the office, if you guys want to get in touch with us, is 844-935-3634. You could text us, text the word mom to 474747 and ask us your questions there. We always talk about something new every single week that has to do with the mortgage process. And we're doing that because we believe that education is going to help you to get through a transaction easier, whether it is a purchase or whether it is a refinance. The process is very similar as far as the loan piece goes. And so, you know, we're trying to bring you guidelines. Last week we talked about conventional loans, and the week before we talked about FHA and VA streamlines. If you missed any of the show, any of our shows, and you'd like to, you know, hear those again, or there's a certain topic you'd like to focus on, just go to our podcast. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast at the top of the website, and you can actually see all of the episodes that we've done. We do cut those up. Instead of having to listen to an entire hour, we cut those up into about 20-minute increments so that you can quickly throw that on if you're driving to work or you're getting ready for work in the morning. You guys want to listen to it? You're a big Alexa family. Just ask Alexa to play Mortgage Mom Radio podcast, and it will actually pull up the most recent podcast that we've posted. So lots of ways to get the education that you need to make sure that we're moving you on into the right place. But again, I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is Mortgage Mom Radio, and it is Saturday at 7 a.m. It is bright and early. How you feeling, Heidi?
Not bright, but definitely early.
Well, and she did not want to do this for the longest time. It's taken me about, I don't know, maybe 8 months to talk her into doing this on a weekly basis. But I finally got her here, and I love having her in the studio with me. So how was your week? This is kind of catch up with mom part of the show.
Yeah, you know, the week's been good. You know, last week we talked about the unfortunate incident I had with our rescue dog.
Yes.
So tomorrow we are picking up a new puppy. But you know, it is a puppy. And after everything that happened with the pup, with the new rescue dog and everything, we do love having our animals and everything. So we are going to get a puppy. Feel that it'd probably be better to start new
from fresh, scratch. Sure.
From scratch, even though I have dreaded having a puppy in the house.
Oh yeah. Cause it's a traumatic experience what you went through, but it's also a traumatic experience to raise a puppy.
Yes.
So, you know, the puppy, if you're training it from the get go and, you know, it's got the right personality and everything, obviously, you know, you don't, most of the time, you don't have to worry about an attack on a friend.
Right.
But you're going to have a lot of piddles.
I am. So luckily, we've already talked to our trainer and he has advised that, you know, we'll start training at 3 months. So I feel good about that because he's an amazing trainer and we'll just have the puppy. He's going to be super tiny, which I've never had a small dog. So, you know, my son's super excited. My husband's super excited because we just do love having our animals. And this way we get to start fresh and have the puppy. So we'll just work from day one. And then 3 months, he will go into training.
There you go. Well, very, very exciting. Expect to have some baseboards chewed and maybe some carpet missing. I've had lots of puppies. But how exciting. It's always exciting. I love their puppy breath. A lot of people don't. They say it smells like poo-poos. But I absolutely love puppy breath. I think it's just the best thing in the world. So you'll have to bring him in. Is it a him or her?
It's a him. Okay. And he's super adorable. You know, we haven't met him yet, but we've got pictures. And you'll get to meet him because he's going to be in full training with me, so he will be with me all the time.
Well, anybody wants to meet the puppy, come on into the Mortgage Mom radio office. It sounds like we're going to have a new puppy on board here.
He will be our new mascot.
There you go. So it's you know, that that's an exciting piece for sure.
Yeah.
Can you believe that we are in October?
No.
I know.
This year has flown by. It's amazing how fast it's gone.
It is so fast. The other day we were talking as a family and everybody started wanting to talk about, you know, Halloween plans, Thanksgiving plans, Christmas plans, everybody, you know, because we all need to make sure that we get that put together. And I'm, you know, I was like dumbfounded at first. I'm like, why are we talking about this already? And then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like we've got, you know, like maybe a little bit more than 2 weeks to Halloween. And before you know it, you are at Thanksgiving and then you're at Christmas. And, you know, it's just insane.
Then it's the new year. It's crazy. I know Christopher was like, well, you know, I got to get the best costume for Halloween. And what are we doing for Halloween? Are we going to go trick or treat in our old neighborhood? You know, he's a little old for trick or treating, but he still loves to go hang out with his friends in the old neighborhood. And I'm like, what are you talking? Oh,
yeah. It's
wow,
here.
It's here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we better get on that.
Right.
And then, you know, we're talking about our Thanksgiving plans and I'm not ready.
No, not at all. And, you know, so for my family, one of the things that's been going on is that, you know, my husband hurt his back and he hurt it pretty good. He's already had a neck surgery, which I kind of feel like he's probably going to be a little bit more prone now to other, you know, parts of the spine going bad. But he does have a back injury that we can't fix with anything but surgery. So he's actually going in next week for that surgery. And I've been trying to coordinate around different things that are coming up, whether he'll be able to make it because he'll still be recovering, whether he won't, you know. And I had to start to think about all of these things. Like, you know, we've got Zeke, who's 3. We've got to take him trick-or-treating. And there is absolutely no way that my husband's going to be able to make it out to do that. So, no. You know, I'm starting to, you know, having to think about what are the plans going to be, where me and Zeke going to go. And my niece has her sweet 16. My sister's doing a little party for her. And, you know, that's going to be towards the end of the month, I think like the 23rd. So, and she wanted it to be, it's not going to be super duper fancy. It's definitely not going to be quinceañera time, but it's going to be very similar. She's going to have it at a clubhouse. And she did want everybody to come wearing, you know, kind of prom like attire. So I had to buy a dress and I had to buy him a little tux and, you know, that I need to get the boys all dressed up. And, you know, again, you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm doing this one alone. You know, this is going to be, you know, and then I was starting to think about Thanksgiving and it's always at my house every year.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving is mine.
It's a big ordeal at your house.
It is a big, big ordeal. We start cooking cooking Wednesday at about 10 a.m. and we don't stop cooking until we sit down at the table to eat on Thursday about 4. And everything is from scratch all the way down to the bread. I mean, I'm buying yeast and I'm buying flour and
the
sugar.
The bread is so good at her house. I just have to tell you guys that her family makes the most incredible Thanksgiving dinner and the bread is just to die for.
Yeah. So I even had to start thinking about, do I have enough time to Thanksgiving before, you know, Shane's going to feel good enough to have all of these people at the house. So, you know, there's a lot going on. It's always catch up with mom time and, you know, it's fun, but we've got some fun. I guess it's fun. It's kind of sort of fun. The whole show's fun, right? But we've got some good stuff to talk about. And what the funny thing is, people ask me all the time, how do you come up with something different to talk about every week? And there are so many pieces to the process that it's not difficult to do. And there's always something going on either with a client or a listener that calls in with a question or a current client that we have in process that can spark, hey, we should really talk about this because it's something that really does come up quite a bit. It's something that people, you know, ask the question all of the time, or maybe they get frustrated by things that are happening with a different lender, not us. And so, you know, we've got some good stuff to talk about today. We are going to talk a little bit about when your property is in a trust. Obviously, we've done a lot of shows where we've talked about how important it is to have it in the trust. But once it is in the trust and then you try to go get financing, how do those things change? What, you know, what do you need to know? What is the lender going to ask you for? So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about assets because we have a lot of clients as well, where maybe the husband or the wife will go on the loan by themselves and the spouse does not. Or, you know, there's a lot of people these days that do live together, been together forever, just never actually got married. And they have joint bank accounts. We've got families with, you know, kids on bank accounts with parents or vice versa. So we're going to talk about assets as well, because I think that these are things that have come up recently this week that are very common, come up quite frequently, but something that we've dealt with that I think would be very educational and, you know, helpful for our listeners. So we're going to do that after the break. And if you guys have questions about trusts or your assets, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You can text the word mom to 474747. Start asking us your questions. We'd be more than happy to answer those. And we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.